This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For today's episode, Megan and I thought it'd be fun to do our own version of a pretty popular trend where people talk about things they're willing to splurge a little bit of money on and things where people are like, I'm saving my money, I'm not spending any money to do this certain thing.
Overall, like, how would you describe your spending habits? How financially responsible do you feel like you are with money?
I feel like I typically will not spend like a ton on like extravagant or huge purchases, but like the little things I will like spend a bit more on.
I would say that I'm definitely, I spend within my means, but I also don't really like limit myself on like a day-to-day basis. Like when it's things like grocery shopping or going out to eat, like those are the easy things where like I don't really budget myself to like stay within a certain number, but I'm always like, in terms of extra type of things like shopping for clothes or shopping like online for other things, I really try to like not do a lot of that.
I feel like I'm
and
also,
so it kind of balances in my head, it balances things out a little bit, but like I've never been someone,
I'm not a big impulse purchaser.
Technically, this has helped a little bit, at least this is not an ad or anything, but I have Rocket Money because I don't really understand the system that they use, but like you can pay what you want, what you think the service is worth. And so I'm right now paying like the minimum thing that it would let me put in, and it's still working for now, which I don't even remember what it was, but I think it was like less than $5 a month. And obviously I know I can go in and like go to my bank account and like see what I'm spending, but it's nice because the Rocket Money app like breaks it up into like different categories, and I can see it brings to light repeat purchases. Where am I spending money? Like
when it's like, often, oh, your subscription, it's like Barnes and Noble. It's like, that's not a subscription. It's
or just Starbucks is there. Definitely like a repeat purchase. So at least visually, I'm more aware than I had been previously before I got the app as to like what I'm spending. And I did technically make a budget on there of like per category, what do I want to like spend? But I don't really like keep track of it or adjust as needed. But it's been at least an improvement instead of me being like just literally who knows what's going on.
Yeah, I feel like I'm almost like I know that I'm spending within my means, and like whatever is happening outside of that, it's like I don't know. So I could benefit from budgeting, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All that being said, before we get into kind of like the bulk of the episode, we always like to just chat with you guys about what's been going on in our lives. We like to talk about books. Just give you guys some updates and
yeah,
do all just that good stuff.
Like, you know, our spotlight convo first. My weekly spotlight is, I was gonna say the Iowa game, but like I didn't really watch the full game because then I was busy. I made my dad come hang bookshelves in our basement instead.
Technically, he offered.
He did. Maybe I'll say, I don't know, I've really been like doing nothing. I've been doing the same old, same old.
I have a weekly spotlight. It's very small, but you know, sometimes they can be small. Yesterday, I figured out who Jared McCain was.
Oh.
And like, I think that since like March Madness was going on, he's been like more on the rise. But like, I literally had no idea, hadn't heard of him, hadn't seen him. And like one TikTok popped up, which was like the sound of like him singing that one college song or whatever. And then I was like, I was at first just confused because, like, he's a basketball player and he sings. He doesn't really sing. He just, like, was singing that song, I think. And so I was like going down this rabbit hole and I found his TikTok and he just like posts a lot of like fun, happy, like dancing TikToks. And so I was going down a rabbit hole. And so now if I had to pick a team that I'm rooting for, I'm rooting for Duke.
Go Duke. Iowa women's team won, so that's good. Now we're going to be rematching LSU on Monday.
The game will be over by the time this is out. So
I hope we win. I feel like, honestly, going into the game, I'm feeling about as good as I possibly can. I was expecting to feel worse at this point, but I liked how we played against Colorado, and that was like a nice good margin of victory versus like LSU's had really close games the past few teams they've been playing. Obviously, like, our region is hard, so like, that's inevitable, but I'm feeling about as good as I can feel, I think, going into the rematch. Mm-hmm. So
I think it'll be a fun one to watch. I think there'll be like a lot of like heightened emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially because like that's the ticket to the Final Four, and like you want to get to the Final Four.
You want to get to the Final Four so you can get to the championship.
Yeah.
Okay. Book updates. I feel like neither of us have any new books to
I wish I had more with you. To report.
I didn't do any reading yesterday because I was like zonked.
I read like one chapter and then I was like trying to be like read another chapter and then I was like falling asleep as I was reading. I was like, I can't. I didn't even update the little percentage that I had read on my Goodreads because like I just needed to go to bed. I have really been going into Iron Flame because honestly, like I don't know if I would have picked it up, at least like not right now, except for that I promised Maggie that I would, so she would start reading ACOTAR. Granted, really is hardly getting her way through ACOTAR either. But I just feel like I'm not going to DNF it, but like I have no desire. And this could be like, I don't know if it would have been any book I'm reading right now. I don't know if I'm just kind of in like a little bit of a slump for whatever reason, but I have no desire to like read when I get home from work, which like when I'm really invested in a book, like I will be just sitting reading before I even go upstairs to go to bed. When I'm sitting in bed, I kind of am just scrolling on my phone. I'm not feeling like reading the book. I'm like a quarter of the way through right now. And I kind of just feel like there's not a lot happening in the book. And so I'm not really like interested in reading because there's not really anything happening. Like I feel like right now, the premise of the book, at least right now, is Zayden, who's the main male character, he is stationed out somewhere else now. And so he is on the front lines kind of. And then Violet, the female main character, she's still, like, a second year, so she's still doing training and stuff at Basgaith. Is that how you say it? Is that how you say it?
I always say Basgaith. But I don't know.
It's, like, the college where they do the training. And so because their dragons are mated, they have to be able to see each other. Like, they have this schedule worked out that the college has approved where every two weeks they will travel. It's, like, that person. So it's, like, they see each other once a week, but it's, like, Violet will travel to where he's at every 2 weeks. He'll travel to where she's at every 2 weeks. So they see each other once a week. And they're not really getting along right now. And they're just, like, doing training. But it's, like, not really interesting either. And it's, like, all of the characters that are, like, in her class. That, like, to be honest, I don't really know any of them that well.
This is how you know, like, when
being thrown out.
Because you see people on, like, TikTok, like, fourth wing TikTok when you're in it, people are like, oh my god, like I love, you know, Riddick and whoever else.
And I'm kind of like, I know I'm reading about that character. I'm kind of like, who is he? What is his personality? Other than, like, he's in her class, and I know some of them are like more associated with Zayden than her, but like they're kind of like all having to
just kind of blend work together
now. And like, I just kind of like don't care, but I'm powering through. I'm definitely not finishing on April 2nd when I was trying to be finished. So at this point, we're just trying to like continue making steady progress, and I'm not putting it past myself to do two books at a time in order to get through this book, but also feel like I'm making headway in other books. I'm just like not, I feel like this book is going to be so unnecessarily long for no reason is how I'm feeling about it right now.
Okay, I am still reading A Court of Silver Flames, so I feel like I'm fine with the book. Like, I just think that it's about Nesta and Cassian in the ACOTAR world. And, like, I'm just far more invested in Feyre and Rhysand. And so, like, it's fine. I'm working my way through it. I'll probably still give it, like, 4 stars when I'm done. But I just feel like it's a long one. And I'm just like, gotta keep going. Yeah. Hopefully I also don't really know where it's going. Like, I know that like Nesta is training, and I kind of can like figure out now like what she's training for, but it's like initially just like them giving her like an intervention of like, you need to do something with your life. And I'm like, I don't really care what she does with her life. She can do whatever she wants.
What percentage? Do you know what percentage you are through the book?
Let me look at my Goodreads. I think I was at like 20% of the way through. Oh, 37?
Yeah, I was like, I think you're further. Because I was really? Like, dang, you're kind of you're getting through it pretty decent.
Does not feel like I'm that far. What page was I on? 282? I don't know if I feel like that's right, but okay.
So, yeah, it's just, like, we're both in the middle of reading, like, just long books.
And we already talked about, like, our, you know, intended reading order, but I feel like I need something to, like, be fast and efficient for my next read, like, when I'm done with this one. I actually was going to say I was hoping to finish it by the end of the month. It is the end of the month, so no, I will not be finishing it today.
Or I guess that, like, my March reading stuff, that's going to be just wrapped up how it is.
Yeah. So... I'm fine. Like, my overall, like, reading is going well. I think I'm 4 books ahead of my, like, year reading goal schedule.
Granted, my novellas, they added 2 books to my 2024 reading challenge. And you know what? I'm not gonna not count it. So, it is what it is. I am 9 books ahead of schedule. Pat myself on the shoulder.
On the shoulder. On the back.
On the back. There's definitely books I'm, like, looking forward to and wanting to read. So I'm just hoping once I get through Iron Flame, or if it wanted to pick up a little bit more, like, I'd be down for that.
You're down to get invested.
Especially because, like, when I first went into the book, I mean, I enjoyed Fourth Wing. I was like, just invest yourself back into the world and, mm-hmm. like, be ready for a good time.
I don't know what was so different. Like, Fourth Wing was one of my, like, I had read Red Queen. I don't know if I'd read any other fantasy books technically before that, but, like, I read it and I enjoyed it, but, like, it didn't, like, make me say, okay, like, I'm a fantasy girly now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, ACOTAR, I was like, oh, like, I'm a fantasy girly. And, like, I've continued to find books that feel more similar to ACOTAR than Fourth Wing for whatever reason. Like, you know, when I'm reading Powerless, I was like, I love this.
What I'm struggling with Iron Flame is just, like, how many of the characters we're talking about that, like, I don't care about. I just don't care about them. And in ACOTAR... I love all of the Inner Circle, and I love, you know, obviously I love Feyre and Rhysand, but, like, I love the Inner Circle, too, and this is not the Inner Circle. The people I'm reading about, like, I hardly even know who they are, and sometimes I'm thinking to myself when I'm reading, I'm like, maybe I should just, like, pause for 1 second and, like, refigure out who's who, who's what.
I just realized, if Haley and Maggie listens to this, we're kind of spoiling something for them.
Are we?
For ACOTAR?
I feel like we've said plenty of stuff in our podcast about ACOTAR that's, like, nothing we haven't already said. Okay. And so, there we go. Because I know we've talked about ACOTAR before.
Okay. Like that. Okay.
So, and if they don't want to, just, you know, you guys can skip over this even though we've already talked about it.
If you know any books plays, just keep hitting the forward 15 seconds button.
Yes. Anything else?
Basement is coming along very nicely. It should be finished. We just truly need to order the last little bit of furniture.
We need to do that. And then our artwork, we're doing kind of like some DIY artwork rather than, like, you can obviously, like, order prints and framed pieces, but, like, we couldn't find something that we thought was affordable. So we're like, oh, like, let's go the DIY route. And it's proving to be just more annoying than I thought. I think it'll still look good when it's all said and done, but it's taking more effort than I was anticipating. So, because I was hoping to get them hung up this weekend, and now I just don't know if that's going to happen. And then without those hung up, we can't hang up the lights that go on top of them. So, yeah.
Megan did get the cord figured out for the projector. I think
it's insane. It took me, I had to buy 3 different things to make it work, because so here's the thing, the projector we got is electric, which, like, by the way, it really makes the space. I think I was kind of envisioning at first just like pulling, we'll get a pull down projector, yeah. Like, makes no difference to us, whatever. And I found one on Amazon that had pretty good reviews, and it really wasn't too much more expensive, and it was the electric one that like you can have a remote or has like a button that can go up and down. So I was like, I really kind of think that would be like, imagine sitting in the couch and you're just like, boop, press a button and then down it goes. It really feels like a movie theater. And so anyways, that being said, there's a cord that runs down from the ceiling that needs to be plugged in.
And like, we know people who are like, are really into there, these home
there's cord snobs. Systems. There's going to be people that
are like, cut a hole in the ceiling and like put it up through the walls and whatever. No, we're not doing that.
Not doing that. Luckily, this honestly worked out to our benefit. The accent wall that we have with like the wood feature has kind of like little black grooves between the wood. And that's how it is when it goes to meet the wall at the corner where the cord is at that needs to go down and get plugged in. So I was like, this is kind of perfect. We can like find a way to tuck the cord into that spot, have it travel along the wall. You won't really see it. And then obviously like at the bottom, it needs to like be plugged in. So you will see that. And I ordered three different things. The thing is, it's in a corner. It's in a tight space. And I'm also trying not to ruin the wood part of the accent wall. And so at first I bought something where it was like it would hide a cord and then you could like use a screw and then screw it into the wall. That was like too fat for the spot. So that wasn't going to work. So I was like, okay, never mind. And then I got, I don't remember. I got something else too that didn't work. And then I got something. I was like, okay, this is perfect size. It'll fit the cord. It fits in the space nicely. But the nails that it came with were like way too short that I couldn't actually get them into the wall and like hold on to anything. Because then I also was limited by like the wood that was sticking out. So then I had to talk to my dad to get some ideas. And he's like, well, let's just do like different nails that are longer. I was like, you're genius.
Genius.
So then I had to go get new nails and replace the nails in the little cord cover thingies. All to be said, it is done. It works. It looks nice. And then the box is just like command hooked, stuck to the wall. And I think it looks as good as it can. And like, it doesn't bother me because like the box needs to go somewhere.
And like, so, you have to have access to the box. Like, you know,
it's like the up and down stop thing if you don't want to use the remote.
Or like if you lose the remote or something.
So therefore, it is kind of interesting how like the wires work, because like it's, if you visually are watching the podcast, you'll kind of see what I'm saying. But it's like, so cord runs down from the projector. It goes into the box.
On the side. Like the short side, if it's a rectangle.
And so now the words on the box, technically the ones that say like up, stop, and down, are sideways, because the box is not, it would look so weird to orient this cord in a way where it's sitting upright where you could read the words, because now the cords would be like just sticking out.
Crazy. I wonder if there's like a typical way that people like tend to install projectors, like where that would make sense.
I don't know.
You know, yeah. Like if it's like, oh, we run it through the ceiling, so like you want it to be on the same side of the box, and like the box is like hanging right below the ceiling. You know what I mean?
But then you'd have to like, that's not very easy access.
I don't know.
I do like our setup though. I think it looks nice. And so
we're also just troubleshooting, like our couch can probably like comfortably fit three people that we have down there. And like the space, we knew like from the previous home, like, we couldn't get a huge couch. Like it just, no matter which orientation we chose, the couch was not going to be huge. Yeah. And so we've got, you know, room for three on the couch. We want to get, you know, seating and table and chairs behind the couch, probably to fit four-ish people. Granted, Megan and I don't have a ton of people over, like,
but we just kind of like
all of the time.
If we were to want to do some hosting, or like, you know, we do book club now, so we're not sure if maybe eventually we'd want to like host mainly downstairs. We want to have like pre-thought of ways to get more people comfortably in the space. And so we're just trying to troubleshoot different seating options or flexible seating options. We're like teachers now, and it's like flexible seating.
Like floor pillows could be an option to just like keep in the storage room and then like bring out. Like I don't know about you guys, but I'm not above floor sitting. Like if I had a little floor pillow, I would be fine to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like we've talked about like getting a bench that we have like in the back corner where we have the shelves hung up now. We could put a bench kind of below that, and it could be like cute but then also functional if we want to move the stool around. Just kind of trying to figure stuff out, but we keep telling ourselves we need to figure out,
I know, it's
things
like,
sooner rather than later.
We really like, could decide. We're the only ones holding ourselves back now from like being done with the basement.
And so, I need to host my movie night.
We even have like the half bath down there is finally like usable.
Did we tell you guys that the light wasn't working at first? We did figure that problem out. It was way not a problem.
Our uncle came over, was here for 2 seconds, didn't even take a single thing out of his bag. And I think what had happened was the breaker, there's been instances in the house where like we have had to like turn off the breakers in our garage to like do different things. And so at some point that breaker that controls that bathroom was turned off, but then it was turned back on and we were kind of like, why is the light now not working?
But then the switch breaker, but then
the
whatever.
Outlet, like the ones that have the buttons, he just pressed it and all of a sudden it worked again.
Which honestly, thank God. Like I would, it might have like, you probably didn't feel stupid, but like, you know, some people probably be like, oh, like, sorry, honestly, it was such like, an easy fix.
He's probably happy too, because guess what?
He's like, okay, bye. Like, he didn't have to stay here forever and try and figure out and troubleshoot with us a different solution. And
our dad, when I told him that, because like, he was just like, I've never heard that in my life. So now we all learned something. Maybe you guys learned something too.
Anyway, so that bathroom is now functional. We're not doing any fancy upgrades at this point in time. I have talked to Megan about some ideas that I have potentially for the future,
but it's certainly like,
but it's a functional bathroom. We've got some towels, and Megan cleaned it up
maybe
nice.
Gonna try getting some artwork that we already have hung up to just like finish it off, and then it's good to go.
And we got some candy. We're like finishing stocking up the
we've got like a couple counter area light things too. Like we got a cute little lamp for on the bookshelf.
Because we've been screaming at you guys about how it's the ambient light. Like just wait and give us a second to like show you guys what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
So
we haven't even seen it all come to fruition yet, but I'm hopeful. I've been pleased with the progress so far. Actually, by the time this podcast is posted, this coming Saturday, usually when we post videos on our channel, it's going to be the third episode for the basement. So it's still technically like finishing up the bones of the basement, and I know we're kind of
talking.
And then
we have one more episode
all about how we're like finishing it now. That'll be the last episode, which is going to be up at the end of April, I believe. So it's coming together. It's just we've got videos we want to post in the meantime, you know, in case there are people who would rather just watch our vlogs and like don't really care too much about the basement. We try to spread out the videos a little bit. So,
but it's just gonna be so fun when like we, because we're still not using like the space is functional right now, but like we haven't really used it to its full potential.
The thing that's been like the big issue is like in the midst of like we can kind of clean it up between projects now where it is usable, but otherwise like there's still things that down there that like as we're trying to work on getting things hung up or whatever, it's like not good for like we can't let Vegas down there, otherwise he might like ruin the things that are out that we're in the middle of projects on. So we just haven't really been using the space yet.
But I think the other day Megan was like, she pulled something up on the projector and was like, ooh, it's nice down there, like you go and like check it out. And so I did, and it was nice. And my only concern right now is that the sound seems like just a little off with whatever's playing, and I don't know how to fix that.
I don't know how to fix that either, because we're using a Bluetooth connection to the sound bar.
So
I don't yet to determine if it'll fully bother me that much. We'll see.
Or like, I feel like if we have people over, they're gonna be like, the sound is a little, is the sound on with it? And so like, I don't know, we'll see.
The only thing that would fix that is like a direct cord connection, and that'd be interesting to figure out, not impossible, but
like we technically could run something along the ceiling.
I know.
Again, TBD, again, we'll show you guys before we, if that's an issue, the basement will be done before that, you guys will see it, but it just might be,
yeah, it'll be like
an
a
issue for
thing.
Us
yeah
to deal
we're
with.
Not that won't hold back the basement videos.
So all that being said, I think we've caught you guys up on anything. Megan, if you want to share an update for you, do you know what I'm going to say?
I think so.
Okay.
I was going to say I have deleted my Hinge. I have a little to update. So that's about
I was like, that's weird that you're like jumping in so fast. I thought I'd have to prod you more.
No.
I've been
Thursday
toying.
Morning.
I've
Thursday
been toying
morning.
With deleting it.
There wasn't a whole lot. I was on TikTok, so I know it kind of was like, I've just in general been feeling like, and I say this as someone who's like, I'm not above dating apps. I'm not someone who's like, I refuse to use dating apps. I'm only meeting my person out in the wild, because I just understand that that is harder to do nowadays than
but
it used to be.
But maybe it's like not a right now thing for you.
And so, but I've been on Hinge plenty long. I've, you know, paused every once in a while and then I go back on. And I just obviously, like most people, haven't been feeling like it's going anywhere or been very promising. And so instead of pausing my app like I have done before, I just kind of wanted to like not
set
have
yourself
it in
apart.
my life as like an option right now. And so I decided to delete it just fully, and we'll see how long that lasts. We'll see where it takes me. But I just feel like in my mind, I was kind of like, okay, well, if I'm not really putting myself out there in person or doing things in the real world, I kind of was like, at least I'm on and open on Hinge. Like, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I'm out there in some capacity. And then I was kind of like, I feel like that's not how I should be going about this, especially if like that's not doing anything, nothing fruitful is coming of that. And so I felt like maybe getting rid of the app would force me to not use that as a crutch so much, and to at least then say, if that's not an option, then come real world, real life, like I need to be more aware or more
open.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at right now. I really have not hardly left my house since I've deleted Hinge. So that means nothing.
I still have my Hinge, but I've been like recently toying with like, same thing as you, like I just don't feel like it's being very fruitful. I feel like I'm just going on the app for like an endless amount of time. Like
I feel like I
no
even
return on my investment
previously, like how I've been using it is like I've only been even looking at the people who might be matching me, because like otherwise I just am kind of like, they might as well match me first and then I can decide from there. And so it's been good in the sense that like I haven't been like really aimlessly like going through people on Hinge, so at least I'm not wasting time in that sense. But yeah,
so TBD if I delete mine or not, or pause or whatever. But like as like it's the weather's getting nicer and like there's more stuff to do, I feel more inclined to like maybe say, okay, like let's take a break from the apps and like see.
I also know what I'm not good at that like I know I need to be better at.
What?
And like granted, I don't go a lot of places, so like that's probably step one. But like obviously, it's scary and hard for, like, anyone to go up to anyone, whether that's a guy going up to, like, whether it's a guy or a girl. It's scary to go up to someone and introduce yourself and, like, try to put yourself out there. And so I know that if I were to see someone who, like, I think is cute or attractive, like, you kind of need to give them some sort of signal or, like,
yeah,
you know, go ahead and, like,
come over here.
I know I don't do that. I know that if I see someone cute in public, like, look away. I literally am like, I need to avoid them at all costs, because like, whoa. And it's like, that's probably not.
That's a little counterintuitive. No, I do the same thing. I, you know, like for this year's like New Year's goals and resolutions, one of my goals or resolutions was to like journal monthly. Cause I've been on and off journaling, honestly, like since fifth grade. It's just like, you know, oh, there's a 2-year hiatus here. Like, you know, so it's been anything but consistent. But my goal for this year was to do it on at least a monthly basis. And I've literally been doing it like the end of the month every single time.
But you're doing it.
So I did mine yesterday. And like I've been reading, like, you know, I've had 2 entries so far for January and February. I'm just like updating on like some fun life updates or just like things that I'm thinking about.
You're writing in like a physical journal?
Yeah. And so it does force me to be reflective more frequently than I feel like I usually am throughout the year, of like, how am I working on meeting some of my goals? And so I think this year a lot of my main focus was on like building relationships of like any kind. And obviously I have like, you know, great family relationships and I have family that's close by and like I see them plenty, but I'm just like, I want to focus on like building more friendships or like reestablishing old friendships. And like obviously this would include like any dating relationships. Mm-hmm. And so, like, book club was a big part of that, of, like, something that I wanted to focus on. And so I'm, like, challenging myself, like, okay, I totally understand if, like, people in book club, like, want to, like, just be in book club and, like, have no desire to, like, do anything outside of book club. But I've also been more aware just of how, like, sending out an invitation is, like, half the battle, because no one wants to be the person doing, like, any of the inviting. But it feels good to be invited to something. And so I'm, like, I could literally just like send out an invitation to like our book club group text of like, hey, this isn't book club, but like if anyone wants to do X, Y, or Z, let me know.
Yeah.
And like no harm, no foul. If no one wants to do it, like it's fine.
At least they like us enough to come to our book club.
You know what I mean? But like it's hard to be the person like sending out an invitation, or like in turn, if you're just constantly waiting for an invitation that's like never going to come. I'm just like I was thinking, I told you about like the Taylor Swift.
Like if you do nothing, then like, okay, you're guaranteeing you're doing nothing then.
Yeah. Like the Taylor Swift album release thing. I was like, that could be fun to like send out. Cause I was interested in doing that anyways. Of like, you know, it's like they play Taylor Swift music and like at 11 when her album comes out, like they're going to play it. And so
And could then be I fun. Just have a rough night the next
we
day.
We could. It. Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
But like it could be fun. We might do it anyways. But like if I wanted to like send out that invitation, then at least I'm trying. And then I was going to say, oh, I set a goal then for like dating. Obviously, I haven't gone on any dates this year. And like you said, I've been kind of like relying on Hinge as like my only like I haven't done anything else outside of Hinge. So I'm just like, that's me trying. This is me trying.
This is me trying.
And again, I'm still on Hinge. I haven't deleted it or anything. So it's still an option. But I have challenged myself to like by my next journal entry, I want to have either gone on a date or like done something like in the real world of like.
Like an approach.
Approaching someone. Approach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it literally nothing has to come from that, but, like,
I actually saw
I can
this,
say that I tried.
This hasn't been a series I've seen. I don't know if this
Flirty
guy.
Flirty Friday? Oh.
No.
This is different. This,
I saw just, like, one guy on TikTok, and, like, I don't know if he, like, catalogs things regularly, but he's been, like, trying to, like, just make more conversation with more people he's meeting throughout his day just to, like, see where things take him. And so he was saying, he's like, it's 11 o'clock, and I've already talked to, like, 10 people just to, like.
That's crazy.
He was like. I mean, I don't think they're all just, like, just women. He's like, well, I'm interested in, like, dating you. But he was like, it means, like, it's, I have no thoughts now. I just,
talk
whatever.
To anyone.
Yeah. And granted, I don't know if I'm ever going to get to that point. But I certainly, like, it was kind of like, okay.
It's, like, eye-opening when you see people doing that kind of stuff. It motivates you to want to do something. So, TBD on if, when, what, anything comes of this. But that was something that I had at least written down so that, like, next year, or not next year, next month, I can be, like, either, like, yay, I did it, or I can be, like, I've got some bad news to report. I didn't do it. But I'm trying to find small ways to hold myself accountable.
Okay. Now it's time to jump into our things
Save
we will
or
splurge
or
on
whatever.
And things we do not splurge on. So let me pull up my little list. Do we want to start just in one category and go all the way through or do back and forth?
Let's just do one category at a time.
Okay. Should we start with things we splurge on, things we don't splurge on?
Right now, I have more save, like things that I will not spend on. I don't know which one you're going to start with.
I have slightly more won't splurge, so.
So, this is things that we will save our money and not spend on. First thing I have was nails. Like, I don't go to get my nails done. This is also, like, kind of a cop-out because, like, I bite my nails. And so, until I stop biting my nails, I would be too embarrassed to go and get them done. Because they'd be like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there have been times where, like, I've been in a pretty good space of not having bitten my nails. And I still, like, I've gone to get a manicure. I don't love the process,
honestly. I don't really enjoy the experience,
honestly.
I have this written down of, like, I won't splurge on manicures, pedicures, tanning beds, or, like, spray tanning, or, like, massages. Like, a lot of those kind of, like, bigger purchase items for, like, just maintenance that some people do, I will not do that. I have never been, like, a self-tan girly. I'm always just kind of, like, when the sun comes out in the summer,
right.
I'll just get sun kissed then.
Be self tanning seems like way more work than it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I
also feel like given that I haven't like hooked myself onto it, I don't have any thoughts of
like
oh,
you know,
I look better.
Yeah.
Like being tan, so like I need to incorporate this now into like my everyday life. Being that I haven't done that, I kind of think like, why get hooked now?
Mm-hmm.
Like let's just
like I can
not
see
that.
Like, you know, when I get more tan in the summer, I'm like, oh, like I'm tan, like, oh, I might look at an old picture and say, like, oh, I was so pale here. But, like, in the moment, on a day-to-day basis, in the winter, I have zero thoughts about the complexion of my skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just the process of doing it and trying to do it evenly seems like so much work. And then, like, again, people that don't want to do it themselves and go splurge and go to a tanning, like, spray booth or whatever they're called, I don't want to do that either.
Very vulnerable. Massaging. I've gone and paid for one massage in my life. That was actually for part of a TC2 video, I believe. And I will say, I had an amazing massage. I was kind of like,
wait.
I need to do this more often. But it's just been one of those things where it's like, as soon as it was actually over, like I haven't really thought to like go rebook my next massage. And it's just one of those things where out of sight, out of mind. If I don't really think about it and it's not something I'm doing regularly, then I don't really know what I'm missing out on. So,
okay. What's yours? What's your next one? I guess, did you like kind of have that written down?
I did, but I can do my something I don't splurge on is skincare. In terms of, if I'm doing skincare and getting skincare products, it's almost always going to be drugstore, like
I said, Cetaphil, CeraVe.
I just like my basics, and anytime I've tried doing like more or beyond, sometimes that like will freak my skin out, and then like the recommendation is always to like revert back to like the simplest brands. And so like my Amino, my Cetaphil, I like my CeraVe. There's like times here and there where like we've worked with Tula and Curology, and which they're honestly both not like that expensive. Tula's probably more expensive than like Curology, but Curology's in Target now. Like even those brands aren't that crazy expensive. So I have just been someone where my skin does just fine with average drugstore products.
I honestly get scared of like adding more products in because I feel like the skin on my face is generally like doing very well, and so I'm like, well, why would I add in something to spend more money when I'm like, I don't even know what I want it for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next one that I had written down of things that I won't like spend money on or splurge on are trinkets. And what I mean by
I had to kind of like revamp like, why am I actually doing this? Like, in terms of traveling especially, you might just be talking about, like...
I'm talking about, like, when people, like, run to Target and they're like, I saw the most adorable little, like, vase here that I just had to get. And I'm like, I don't do that ever. Like, we've had to get decor and stuff basement.
We had to go get some trinkets for the bookshelf yesterday.
I am not out here. Like, my house is done. It is complete, essentially. Like, my room, I'm not adding any trinkets to my room. Like, the decor I have is there. Or, like, the living room, we have the decor. Like, there is no trinket to be added.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm just, like, never someone... Or, like, this cute little, like, mug that I had to get. Like, I don't do that. And I get annoyed, honestly, when people, like, give me stuff like that. Because I'm like, I don't have a space for this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't spend money on it. And I don't want people to, like, give me trinkets.
I feel like that also, like, when I travel, I used to always want, like, souvenirs, or it used to be really bad when I wanted, like, a sweatshirt or a t-shirt from every place I went to, and then I kind of was, like, just as my style has evolved, I've realized that, like, the sweatshirts I like now are basically, like, exclusively from Abercrombie, like, and I have some Iowa stuff, too, like, this is also not Abercrombie, but, like, if I'm picking sweatshirts now, I prefer to, like, have a more curated thing, and like I don't just need a sweatshirt from every possible location I've ever traveled to in my life, which is what I used to do. And so I've cut down on that. I don't really even get souvenirs from places anymore because I kind of just don't really feel the need. But that used to be something I did as well. Okay. Next thing I won't splurge on. I said most pieces of furniture. This kind of goes as a caveat to like except couches. Because if you really think about, I was thinking about most of the furniture we have in our house, and it's kind of like, I feel like for the most part, we have gone the affordable route in terms of like, my bed frame was from like Walmart, I'm pretty sure it was like the Mr. Kate bed frame. Our bookshelf and our, like my nightstands are from Nathan James, which like I find to be fairly affordable for the product you get. These couches are from Wayfair, like nothing's really...
Our table is from Facebook Marketplace. Our chairs are from Amazon.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like styles change frequently enough. And, like, it's hard for me, especially, like, this is what we're running into with, like, the table and chair situation in the basement is, like, the stuff we like, we just cannot justify spending the amount of money that, like, would be required to get the ideal setup that we want. It's, like,
which
no,
is so sad.
We're not doing that. So I'm willing to splurge on a couch because, like, you're going to have that for a while, and
it still needs to be within reason. It's got to be, like, you know,
and I don't want it sturdy. To be, like, I would like it to be, like, clean and fresh and all that. So, other than couches, I really feel like we try to stay a little more budget-friendly.
Okay. Next one that I had was related to travel. And so I was like, I'll group these together. I will not check a bag.
I have airline travel, usually trying to find the cheapest tickets. Like, in terms of, usually that decides where I'm going. Is like, I know I want to go somewhere. And so then I'm trying to find the most affordable or what I'm willing to spend on a ticket to get somewhere. But then also it's like, usually we're not, like, I'm not upgrading.
I know, I said, I'm like, I am not paying for my seat.
If it's a weekend trip, I am not even, yeah, well, other than like our most recent trip, which is like, that's the most I spent on airline travel in a while. But like, usually it's like, if Sierra and I don't have to, if we don't need to sit together, we're not sitting together.
Like, we don't talk during the flight.
And then also, like, if it's a weekend trip only and I can do basic economy and not even get a carry-on, mostly, like, I mean, I would love a carry-on, but like, if the ticket is saying you don't get a carry-on, I'm not doing a carry-on. I will fit it all in my personal item.
Yeah, for weekend trips
only. Or sometimes we'll do, like, we'll just say we'll share a carry-on, and that way we only have to pay for one. If it's, again, like, a short trip and we can make that work, then we'll do that. Like, it's just, I do not want to spend more money than necessary.
Or, like, in-flight Wi-Fi, I'm not paying for that.
I paid for it once, and it sucked. It was not worth it. I couldn't use it at all. So I've never paid for it again. Don't plan on it. Yes, that covers that. My next one is water bottles. People be paying for water bottles left and right, out of their ears. If it's not Stanley, now it's a Walla. If it's not this, it's now this. Part of this
is because we don't drink water. And that's our bad.
But I'm just like,
there's so many free water bottles that you get throughout your life. Why are you paying for one? Or at the very least, why are you paying for more than one?
Just get one. I've never understood, like, the different, like, the consumerism of Stanley's and, like, people having collections now of Stanley's or the Awalas.
Have you seen the people, like, pack my Stanley with me for the road trip or whatever? And I'm like, oh, my God.
I almost feel like at a certain point, that's, like, the content talking. And, like, mm-hmm. they don't actually, like, they don't need that. But they know they're, like, I can make, like, content from this. It's mm-hmm. going to get a reaction.
I think so, too.
But still.
They're like, here's my Stanley.
Did you see, like, a tray yes. that you can then put food?
Yes. I have seen that one.
We're getting a
little crazy. Could you imagine,
like, now.
Your husband's that's like, driving that you is and not, he, like, looks over and
what
you're,
is
like,
this? It's Stanley. A whole meal.
Stanley in your hand. And then, like, you take your little silicone top off of the tray and you're eating your little, like, snacks. I'd be like, what are you doing? We could just put some bags of food on the floor and you can just put your water bottle, like, you know, in the cup holder like a normal person.
Yeah. So I do not spend money on water bottles. I think that, like, it's worth having, like, one good water bottle, which mm-hmm. I must admit, I don't even have that right now.
It's if you truly are someone who, like, you know, the, like, my emotional support water bottle. If you're truly, like, one of those people, I can understand having, like, a nice, like, water bottle that's going to last, like, have your water be nice and cold all day. Like, you know, do mm-hmm. what you need to do. For someone like me, I've got a million free water bottles that, like, those do the trick just fine when I use it once every 6 months.
Okay. Next, I have three more for not splurging. I am never going to pay for shipping if I don't have to. It can come when it comes. Very rarely am I ordering something that, like, is such a time crunch where I'm like, I need to pay for shipping. But it will get here when it gets here. So I don't pay for that. Next is food delivery. This probably didn't, I couldn't say this so much when we were in school because we would do more food delivery then. But now, like, I'm really just of the mindset, like, I will go get my food. I will just go pick it up.
Half the issue is, for whatever reason, our address is, like, impossible for some delivery services to comprehend.
They can't function.
And so it's just easier for us to go get it most of the time because, like, we're waiting forever. And then, like, we eventually get a call of, like, I can't find your house. And then we should, like, try and be like, oh, go down this street and then, like, turn here and, like, we're the whatever house on the, like, it's just, mm-hmm. it's a little too much. And I feel like we honestly, like, aside from getting Canes, like, we haven't really been ordering.
Like, if I'm going to go get food, I'm probably going to go
to a restaurant and, like, sit down.
And then my last one was lodging. We honestly, like, we don't splurge on lodging when we go places. We kind of, when we went to St. Thomas and St. John's, like, we kind of were like, we're balling on a budget here. So that's what we did. And we got perfectly nice accommodations, but it was pretty affordable. And like certain places like are more resort places where if you're going to travel to a said location, like you're going to want to be in a resort. But I feel like we don't tend to travel to those types of places because we're not necessarily looking for that experience. So like I am totally willing to like not have the nicest accommodations just to
sleep,
be there and sleep. Which is not something I need. So those were all of my things I don't splurge on.
That was my list as well.
Since I got my credit card points now though, who knows?
Maybe racking some
racking maybe I'll some have points. Some nice places I want to stay.
Okay.
I do tend to use those mostly for airlines, not hotels. Because as I said, I guess I said both I don't splurge on, but like I would rather not pay for an airline ticket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Splurge. First thing that I will splurge on, and I do on a weekly basis, is pre-cut vegetables.
You inspired me, so I put that as well.
The thing is, there have been plenty of times where I've, you know, gotten the peppers, gotten the onions, and I chop it up myself, and it's okay. But then I'm just like, if I were to make this again,
I think I would get the pre-cut vegetables. It just saves so much time, and like you have less dirty dishes. And I would argue that when you're making a meal that requires a bunch of vegetables to be cut up, like that is the most annoying part of it. And it makes you think like, I don't know if I would want to do this again. So then save yourself the hassle and the headache, pay the little bit extra for the pre-cut, and then you're still probably, like, in my mind, I justify it by being like, I would still then be making a home-cooked, probably healthier meal and not facilitating myself to, like, go out and, like, spend money for that meal anyways. So then I'm like, that kind of justifies the little extra bit for the convenience factor.
And, like, honestly, I know some people enjoy cooking and, like, they enjoy the process. So you know what? Enjoy cutting your vegetables. I, however, don't love cooking. And just so if I can make it as, you know, I do it as a means to an end. I need to eat. And so therefore I need to cook. What's that quote from Ratatouille? Anyone can cook, but they don't always want to. So we have like our drunken noodles. Like we've got it down to a science and it's very simple to make.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy.
Next one I have is I will always pay more than what most people probably would pay for a haircut or hairstylist. Because I remember, I think right now when I get my haircut, I pay like, it's $50-something, and then by the time I add the tip in, it's like $70 for a haircut. And the thing is, first of all, I'm not getting my haircut all that often. And I'm also not getting it colored. So I'm not spending like what would be like $200 plus to like maintain my hair. So I just prefer having a good experience, a good stylist that I like and I know I'm going to get a good consistent product every time that I'm happy with. Or if I ever did want to try something new, it's someone who I'd feel comfortable like saying like, take the reins a little bit. I haven't had haircut horror stories, but I have seen people who have haircut horror stories, and the common denominator is typically when they go somewhere where it's like not somewhere they're used to going, and it's like a person they've never met before, or it's like a Great Clips, or, you know, no offense to Great Clips, but I just am like, I have few things that I care about my appearance wise, but
well, you already said like you don't splurge on like anything else when it comes to like, you know, self care wise.
So let me splurge on my hair.
So, and like you said,
just remember like
what, like every 6 months,
4 months ish now. I've kind of tried to increase it a little bit. But I remember when we were vlogging 1 week, I like maybe mentioned how much I paid for my haircut, or I don't entirely know. I might have like shown like me paying for it. And like there was a couple of concerts like, I can't believe you paid $70 for like your haircut. And I was just kind of like, well, good thing it's not your money.
I have good news for you then. In that same vein, my next thing was getting my eyebrows waxed. Because this is like, again, self-care wise, I get my haircut. Actually, I don't even color it really anymore. I like was talking to my stylist when I got my haircut last.
Any specific reason?
It's been over a year since I got it colored. I haven't really felt like the need to get it lightened. I've like historically gotten like a balayage touched up like every couple of months. And honestly, like I looked back at some of our old podcast clips of like when I had like a fresh balayage, and I was like, I don't know. It just feels like it's too light for what I want right now.
Everyone's reverting back to their
natural haircut. So at least for now, I mean, I still have, like, she even mentioned, like, it's still growing out. Yeah. So, like, I still am not my natural hair color. But for now, I'm going to just keep it as it is and, like, potentially let it grow out and just keep rolling with just getting it cut. It's going to save me money, too.
For, like, years. I think we're probably at 2 years now. And so it's really just getting down to the ends.
So that's my plan right now. But then, like, aside from haircut and getting my eyebrows done, I don't really do a lot in terms of, like, appearance maintenance, mm-hmm. you know? And I do remember at some point you'd mentioned, like, getting your eyebrows waxed and, like, the price for that, which, like, I don't really feel like it's even that expensive. It's not.
But some people were like, anything over than $8, anything over $8, people were like, that's too much.
Yeah, and I was like, who are you paying to do your eyebrows? Also, like,
the last thing I want is my eyebrows to be botched.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And I used to manage, quote-unquote, my eyebrows myself before getting them waxed, and, like, I would kind of tweeze them. I had, like, one of those little, like, vibrating razors that, like, people tend to use for, like, their, like, facial hair, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it got to a point where I, like, got very heavy-handed with it. This was, like, in middle school, mostly. And there are pictures where my eyebrows are so thin. So I'm just, like, I'm honestly terrified to, like, touch my eyebrows myself now. And, like, why would I do it myself when someone else can just do it? And, like, I enjoy the experience. Like, this is, you know, opposed to getting my nails done where I don't really like sitting there. And, like, yeah. I feel, like, judged, honestly, when I get my nails done. And, like, getting my eyebrows done, it's, like, nice. It's relaxing for the most part. Sometimes it hurts, like, when they pull the wax. Yeah. But, like, otherwise, it's, like, a pretty calm, serene experience. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like my eyebrows just need that touch-up every 6 weeks or whatever it is. And then I'm good to go. I don't touch them between, really. So I would pay to get my eyebrows done.
Okay. Me a couple years ago would not have said this, but it's added to the list now. Concert tickets if I really care about the artist. I used to not be a concert person, like, at all. I didn't go to concerts. And
we're
then
not, I wouldn't say, like, we are concert
I
people.
Have a select few people on my, like, list of people I would go see. So that being said, I would be willing to pay a little bit more to actually have a good view. Obviously, like, I've also done, like, the very cheap ticket approach as well. And, like, at the end of the day, if it's someone I want to see, first things first, get in the door. Second thing second, figure out how much you're wanting to pay. But, like, I think when we went to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, granted, like, his venue
there
is
were no bad
limited
seats.
Capacity. And so I think the capacity in there is, like, 5,000 people, which, like, for a Bruno Mars concert, it's going to be expensive. Like, I think the ticket prices basically, like, stay the same. So you have to – and he doesn't do any other concerts in the U.S. right now. Like, it's just his Las Vegas residency. So if you want to see him, you kind of just have to pay that. And so I think it was, like, after, like, the taxes and fees and stuff, it probably was, like, $400 for each of us. But, like, I love him as an artist. It was a great concert. Had a great time. So that was worth it to me. Sometimes I've thought, like, I'm like, I should go again. To see the Take exact same concert. And then for the Jonas Brothers, we've seen them twice in concert. The first time we saw them, we didn't pay much and we were just, like, in the nosebleed section. Still had a great time, but I would say,
like,
since then, we've, you know, just become bigger and bigger fans. And it was, like, $300, I want to say, for us to be able to get floor tickets to see them.
Again, some people might say that's really expensive. I was like, that's not that
right?
Bad.
I know. I was like, in my mind, like, for where I'm at right now, literally, like, face to face.
Nick Jonas
with them,
is staring at me right now.
It was kind of, I thought it was worth it. So I thought that was a good price, but I know it's still, like, fairly expensive for, like, as far as concert tickets go. They can also be way more expensive. There's
I also feel like this actually, like, works out for us because we have so few concerts we'd really care mm-hmm. to go to. It makes sense, like, okay, I can spend,
like,
more
it's not
money
like I'm
to go to this
going
one
to,
concert.
Like, 10 concerts a year
yeah.
that I'm needing to, like, spread.
Like, there are people who are, like, go to concerts so often that, like, they probably just need to, like, budget per mm-hmm. concert a little bit more versus, like, us. Granted, we went to two last year. Was
more
it last
I've
year?
I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, yeah, we went to two last year. But, like, some people go to, like, 10 a year, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I would say, because every once in a while, because I have so few people that I really care to see in concert, so I kind of have, like, my list of, like, not including people I've already seen, who would be people on my list of, like, I would love to go to one of their
concerts. And summer's though outlandish. Like Taylor Swift, I'm never going to Taylor Swift concert, even if I would love to.
I would love to go to one of her concerts, but like I would need to get a ticket at face value.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there's just simply no
world. Maggie's friend has gotten a ticket at face value twice.
Okay, well, I just don't think there's a world.
Anyways, that she's on my list because I would love to go to one of her concerts, but like I just don't know in what world that would happen. Olivia Rodrigo, which like she's on tour right now. I've kind of like briefly perused like what if it would be possible to go to one of her concerts or if it would be worth it. And there's not really, she doesn't really have any like close concerts. So like it would require travel and that just like makes it all like a little bit more expensive. And I think that right now all of her tickets are sold out. And so like they're all being resold like higher. So, but she's still on my list. I've recently become obsessed with Benson Boone. So he's now on the list. And then who else?
Harry Styles.
I would love to go to one of his concerts. I would need to acquaint myself with his discography better, but just like when he was on Love on Tour, it seems like such a fun, good time. So I would love to go to one of his concerts. And then is there a fifth person? I feel like sometimes I've maybe said Justin Bieber just because like I know enough of his songs and I've kind of run out of people that like I would care to go see them in concert. Let me make sure I'm not missing anyone. Because other people, like I've been to Bruno Mars, I've been to the Jonas Brothers. And so I feel like I can't include them. So right now that's my list. Would your list be any different?
I would go to an Olivia Rodrigo concert, but like I wouldn't splurge to go to one. I don't, no offense to her. I don't think she's like the best performer yet. People will probably disagree with me because I've seen like people freaking out about her TikToks. I feel like she does a lot of like talk singing, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And like she might be like fun to watch perform, but I feel like her musical capabilities live are kind of lacking a little bit. And Guts was not my favorite album.
Her song is also like, or her song style, especially for Guts, was like they're good on the track list, or like, I mean, I probably like the album more than you do, but it's like hard to sing those songs live.
Mm-hmm. So like Guts, you like have listened to Guts. I know some of the songs, but like I wasn't Guts on repeat, you know, all the time. So I just prefer to
really
album.
Put me in my teenage girl era. So like I like it, and I would say I feel like Sour had like a bigger hold on me when it came out. So like in a way, it's hard for me to
Sour was like the only thing that I streamed.
It's
like
hard
that
for me
year.
To decide which album I like more, because it's like now if I do listen to her, it's Guts and it's not Sour. But like the hold that Sour had on me when it came out was like I only listened to that on repeat all the time. And right now it's like Guts, but just like interspersed in with what I'm already
Guts
listening to otherwise.
And Taylor Swift and Benson Boone.
That's it. That's it.
That was us on the Virgin Islands trip. Megan was in charge of our music, and
that was what we had.
I did have to tell Megan. I was like, Megan, no offense, but like start skipping Olivia Rodrigo, because like I'm just over these songs.
Okay, I have a couple more. I will splurge on a gym membership. However, looking on maybe decreasing that, but like I'm okay paying what I pay for a gym membership now. It's like a little over $100 a month, and we go to a nice gym. I'm going 3-4 times a week usually, and I like just having a nice, well taken care of space, because like I'm getting ready there in the morning, I'm showering there often, so I like it to be well taken care of and to feel like good in the morning when I'm doing my little routine,
get ready.
And also like we do have a hot tub and like the locker room too, so like that's a nice little feature. There's like the saunas too, but I don't really, anytime I try and think like I'm going to go in the sauna, it's going to be like a nice, relaxing experience. 5 minutes in there and I'm like,
I have to get out.
I'm not okay. I need to get out immediately. My necklace is burning my neck. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't breathe.
I think I've been in the sauna like twice because I just get freaked out.
I don't do well.
Okay. My last splurge that I had was swimsuits. And granted, I'm not Dippin' Daisy's ambassador, but Dippin' Daisy's, I would say personally, is affordable.
I would too, but I think a lot of people would disagree.
And my whole thing with like my what I will spend money on, and like I say I will splurge because I have spent historically like quite a bit of money on swimsuits. Like I've probably spent over $100. I know I have spent over $100 on a swimsuit, and a lot of people are like, I would never dream of it. Like $10 for a top, $10 for a bottom. The reason I like Dippin' Daisy's specifically is because I feel like it's woman owned. I know, like, following, you know, like, their brand, I can see, like, who the CEO is, like, who their team is. They're, like, pretty sustainable. Like, they're ethical with how they make their swimsuits. So, like, that is going to drive up costs a little bit. But I feel like even then, their prices are reasonable for what they do.
Like, I want to say it's usually, like, $30-$40 for top, $30-$40 for a bottom.
And, like, again, and
sometimes they have sales.
I know some people are like, that's insane. Like, for a little piece of fabric, I'm not.
But like, if you have to think about where other swimsuit companies, too, like, swimsuits are going for $100 easy for a lot of brands these days.
And also, like, then, like, this brings up, like, again, if you can only afford what you can afford, I'm not here to bash anyone for, like, spending their money, like, the only way that they can. But I know there are a lot of people who are, like, spending money on these, like, unethical, like, forced labor websites where it's like, oh, I got the swimsuit.
Or it's like, instead, they're also getting, like, 20 swimsuits for the low cost versus, like, a few from a nicer, more sustainable brand.
Yeah. So, and, like, I just, summer comes around, I am in a swimsuit at least once a week. Like, I feel confident in a swimsuit. So, like, I'm going to spend money on a swimsuit that I like and that I can repeatedly wear.
Okay. I also will splurge on jewelry if I'm going to get jewelry. Mostly, like, I think of, like, I would never order jewelry from, like, Princess Polly or, like, Amazon. It's just not what I would do. We've been lucky enough that, like, in the past, we've worked with, like, Ana Luisa. That's where this M necklace is from that I've had on for, like, literally 2 years now. And if I'm going to wear jewelry and have the intention of, like, oh, this is, like, not coming off, or, like, I don't want to have to worry about it, then, like, I think it's worth paying a little bit more. And then the last thing is I will be paying someone to do my taxes for me.
Oh, I didn't put that down, but yeah.
I am not doing my own taxes. Part of it is, like, when I say I could benefit from being a little more financially literate, I do mean that. I probably could. But ever since we've been younger and, like, have been making money on YouTube, like, that's a little non-traditional. And, like, so, and our mom, who, like, would have been helping us with taxes at that point when we were younger, when, like, there was obviously no way we were going to know what to do, that's, like, a new space. She didn't really know what to do either when you're, like, self-employed and making money that way. So we already just, like, at that young age, we went to someone to get our taxes done. Ever since then, they're still doing our taxes. And it's just, like, there's a lot to keep track of with, like,
like, they ask me questions revenues. Now that I still don't freaking know how to answer. So how would I do it myself?
So I trust someone else to do it more than I trust myself. And then I don't really have to worry about it. So I am absolutely every single time paying someone to do my taxes.
That's a good one to end on. Speaking of, just, like, as we're having this financial literacy conversation to end the podcast, which I say that term very lightly because it's mostly just Meg and I saying, I have no idea. But Meg and I, we were just at our dad's house yesterday. Haley was there too. And we're talking about 401ks for whatever reason. And I think that, I don't remember who brought it up first, but I was like, oh, you know, it was, like, on my, I have a to-do list for, like, you know, every day. Like, I have my Sunday to-do list, my Monday to-do list that I just have, like, running constantly on my phone. And then, like, underneath, like, the daily to-do list, I just have, like, a, these need to be done at some point. And for, like, I think close to a year since I first got my job and had to, like, set up my stuff, I was like, have someone check that I did my 401k correctly.
That's one of those things, too, where it's, like, you know that, like, you probably should get that figured out and, like, set up immediately because, like, time is your friend when it comes to that stuff. So the sooner you're like, okay, yeah, I got this figured out.
To be fair, I checked today.
We did.
And I checked it yesterday. Correct. It is done. And it's investing stuff.
The thing was, I knew I had it set up. I knew I had set up my 401k, but then I also knew and have heard of quote-unquote horror stories where it's like people are like, I didn't know I was supposed to be investing this, because it's one thing to just, like, be putting money from your paycheck aside, but then you're also supposed to be investing that money so it can continue to grow and build on itself. And I was kind of like, I know I have my 401k set up. I know I'm putting money into my 401k for my company to match. I wasn't sure, because to my knowledge, I was like, I don't really,
like, I didn't do that automatically.
I didn't pick anything for it to invest in. So I was just kind of like, well, I didn't do that. But I also kind of was like, I know sometimes there's, like, just, like, automatic baseline type of things they'll do for investments. And you can, you know, go and be specific if you want. But, like, I'm not doing that. Little at least me? Not right now.
Cut back to last week's episode. I am just a girl. I'm not doing that.
Anyways, yesterday I did figure out I am investing my money, and it's just doing like little basic algorithm type stuff right now. And for me at the moment, that works.
Mm-hmm. And I checked mine this morning. I officially took off my to-do list that I don't need someone to check that I did my 401k correctly, because I was like, well, what's that even? I'd like figure out what I was logged in through of like, well, where is this 401k at? And I figured it out, and it was working. It was running. There's investments happening. So
that's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
And then since then, because like I double checked, I sent a picture of what I thought was saying like, oh, it's being invested. I sent it to our sister Haley, because she's the one that was at our dad's house yesterday.
She was like, you need to make sure that it's being invested.
And so I sent this, and I was like, this means it's being invested, right? And she said, yeah. And then like since then, she's just been texting.
I'm pulling up my group chat with the three of us. So Megan sent a picture, and then Megan said, so this means I'm investing, correct? And then Haley goes, yes. And then Megan goes, slay. And then Haley goes, but you should look at your strategy. Ashton does all of our stuff, and he's happy to provide advice if you would like it. I know Megan got this text and was like, okay, sure. But Megan says, I guess Megan says, I just don't know if I have the headspace for that right now, but I will keep that in mind. Megan's never going to reach back out to Ashton to ask.
It might be years down. It might be years down the road that I will reach back out.
Haley said, haha, like whatever you want to talk about it. I'll talk about it. Whatever. This morning.
I know. I was like, unprompted.
She sends, I don't even know what she sent. A screenshot of something.
It's a different stock.
This is the split I have. It's only been in for a month, really, since I just started at where she works. But it's worked well for me the last 5 years. Okay. This means nothing to me. I will not be probably changing my stuff to what she's invested in. But we appreciate, like, Haley's just like, here. And I'm like, I don't want it.
Wait.
Wait. Stop asking me. Stop telling me this stuff. I should be more financially literate. I just can't be bothered. I got my accountant over here. My mom. It's like my...
God bless.
Our stepdad is a financial advisor, and our mom works with him. And so like they manage a lot of our accounts that way. So I'm just like, hands off. I pay you to do whatever. I don't even want to know. So
you make me money.
I pay you to make me money. That's all I need to know.
So yeah, that's it for this episode.
What an interesting ending.
This was a fun one. It was, yeah. So if you guys have
also. Do not come at me with any financial advice in the comments. Like, please.
I can't mentally handle that right now. I should follow, like, those, like, girl-focused accounts that, like...
If I see a guy trying to explain finances, it is over my head.
Like, I see, like, there's a girl who's, like, her first 100K. I know that's an account that, like, is someone who, like, targets financial advice towards women.
The bad thing with me is, like, I hear a word I don't know, and, like, I'm just, like, I have no context for that, so, like, I'm out.
Anyways, you guys should DM us or comment or reach out with what your favorite episodes to listen to are, so we can kind of plan out some episodes. Or if there's like episodes, if you listen to different lifestyle podcasts or like they do something that you're like, oh, that was interesting to talk about, I'd like to hear you guys talk about it. Feel free to let us know, because we're trying to just stay on top of our planning a little bit more. Anything else?
No, I think that's about it. Thank you guys for listening or watching, and we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.